Hey, and welcome to the Joy Church podcast. If you'd like more information, check us out at www.joychurchnh.com or visit us in person at 55 Barnstead Road, Pittsfield, New Hampshire. We hope you enjoy and are blessed by this message, and now on to this week's sermon.
While you're having your coffee, bring it on in. Bring your little snack, and we're going to move on to the second part of our Joy Church Sunday celebration. Thank you all for being here. I see so many new faces today. I know some of you came because your family members were getting baptized, and wasn't that incredible? Yes. Oh, there is nothing better than watching people's lives changed for Jesus. And what an honor and a privilege to get to be here and celebrate with so many this morning. My name is Kathy Mavity, and my husband and I get the honor and the privilege of being the pastors here at Joy Church, and we absolutely just love it. What an amazing church to be able to get to be a part of. I just want to tell you about a couple quick things before Mike comes up to give the message this morning. If you are new, you're here for the first time, or you just didn't know what was going on, we are, right after service, we're having a food and dessert auction to help send our kids and youth to camp. Yeah, camp is such an incredible, I'm hearing feedback from my mic. I don't know if you guys are. There you go. It's such an incredible opportunity for kids and youth to be able to go to camp, and it's quite expensive. So we're doing a food and dessert auction, and what we do is just bid on those meals, you'll see, and then you don't have to cook for the week, and you get some great things to take home. So that's right after service. And then next Friday night, we have our worship night. Yeah, everybody's welcome. Come 6:30 to 8 p.m. The worship team's been practicing. It's going to be such a great time to glorify the Lord. And then one more thing. Mark your calendars, because our annual block party in Drake Field is August 10th this year. We want to see you there. More to come on that. Mike, come on up. I'm going to pray for him, and then he's ready to go. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all that you've done already here this morning. We ask that you would help us to always be grateful, Lord, to give you all the glory. I pray for Mike right now, God, that you would speak through him, that he would hear your voice as he speaks to all of us, and that our hearts and our minds would be open to what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're awful quiet. If you are a first-timer or if you're new here, we're interactive. It's okay to have an amen or something. Hallelujah. Shuck the corn. Shell the peas. Whatever. So baptism is cool. I really enjoyed it. And it hit me hard this morning. Seeing a young wife right outside as her husband was getting baptized and like so excited for him. I don't know, but I just got to feel like things at that household are headed in a good direction, right? I think so. And to see a father and a son in the tank together to get baptized, that's incredible. A grandmother and a granddaughter, how incredible. God is on the move. And, we can rest in that, and we can know that and be excited about it too. We're going to continue on our little sermon series that we call Renew as we focus on Romans 12:2 and being transformed by the renewal of our minds, right? We want to be transformed by the renewal of our minds and let God transform us as he renews us. And as we, spend some time like thinking about, what do we think about? What are the things that I think about? What are the things that are on my mind? And how do I view, some of these things like this? And, that's really going to be our focus, right? Remember, when we're in Christ, we're a new creation. We're a new creation in him. Scripture says that his mercies are new every day. He has new mercies for us every morning. And we witnessed that this morning with baptism, right? And the symbol of that newness, the symbol of going into the waters of baptism and coming out a new creation in Jesus, right? It's beautiful. And it's ongoing. His mercies are new every day. We don't have to rely on yesterday's mercies, right? because they're new every day. There's new mercies for us every day. When we wake up and our eyes wake up and our feet hit the floor, one thing that we can count on is God's mercies are new every day. Every day. And that's why we renew. We're renewing our minds and being transformed by these daily mercies. And it's an ongoing thing where we're being transformed. We weren't transformed. We're being transformed throughout our lives as we follow Him. Well, there's a story from the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. There was a female wrestler named Helen Maroulas. I think that's how you pronounce it. If not, it's close. And so Helen had an opponent for that day that she was going to wrestle, and the opponent's name was Sayori Yoshida. Not sure if that's the right pronunciation again, but so they were going to wrestle, and Helen had faced Sayori twice before at other events throughout her life, and both times she had gotten beat. She had lost to this other wrestler twice already, right? But she'd been in this training for the Olympics for 3 years, and she was ready. It was her Olympic moment, right? She was there, and she was ready. She had trained, and she was going to give her best. And so afterwards, after the match, there was an interview of Helen, and Helen spoke of how excited she was for that moment, for that Olympic moment, right? It's like, oh, this is it. I've worked so hard, and here I am in the Olympics, and I've got this Olympic moment. But then she talked about looking over at her opponent, Sayori, and thinking, oh, dang, Helen. She's good. I've lost to her 3 times already. You know, sometimes 5 seconds is all it takes for a bad thought or a negative thought or a doubt to get into our minds and start talking to us and playing with our minds, playing with our emotions. And so Helen, she uttered this prayer to God. She said, God, how do I protect myself right now? God, right now in this moment, what do I do to protect myself, to give my all and to do my best? What do I do? And God gave her this mantra. God is in me. I am enough. God is in me. I am enough. God is in me. I am enough. Over and over and over. And only a few minutes later, Helen raised her hand in victory as she defeated Sayori 4-1 in one of the biggest upsets in wrestling history. What a story. What a story, right? I love it. I love the story. And whether you're an Olympic wrestler or a single mom or a pastor or a mechanic or an accountant or a school teacher or a student, you often have to talk yourself out of doubt and into faith. Out of doubt and into faith, right? Out of your weakness into God's strength. Out of your head, right? And into your future. Looking ahead at what God has for us in the future. I'm guessing that we've all heard that inner voice of failure at one time or another. I know I have many times, feeling unworthy, feeling lack, feeling the things that I don't have. I know that I felt that way, and I found myself struggling to manage because I feel like I've got 18 things to do at one time, and all of them are important. All of them need to be done, but I can't do it all. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough energy. I don't have enough patience. I don't have enough. ... Fill in the blank. And then it's easy to jump from I don't have enough in a few areas of life to I'm not enough as a person. How quickly we can jump from I don't have enough to I'm not enough. The first, is a statement about a situation. I don't have enough. But the second, there was a label that locks us into an old version of ourselves. An old version of ourselves that says you're not enough. And then we start to measure ourselves by what we're missing, the things that we don't have. We're turning situational insufficiency into our identity. How quickly we do that. How quickly we go there, right? But we have good days too. We have areas where we're strong and seasons when things are going right for us, right? moments that like that are great. They're awesome. I love it when I, you know, you have those days and it's like everything's going well. I think we all have those just as much as we all have those days where things aren't going so well. So moments like that, when things are going well, when it is our day, they still, those moments, those days still can never make us feel like we're enough. And I believe that's because only God can do that. Only God can do that. That's why this mindset that we're talking about today has two parts. Christ is in me. I am enough. Two parts to it, right? We can't have the second without the first. We can't have the I am enough until we have the Christ is in me. There's some scripture in the book of John, and I want to read John 14, 19, and 20 real quickly. It says, this is Jesus speaking, and he's talking to his disciples, and it's just before he is going to go into Jerusalem and be crucified. And he says, yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Talking to his disciples, but you will see me because I live. You will also live. In that day you will know that I'm in my Father and you in me and I in you. Christ is in me, right? Christ is in me. And then a couple of verses later in chapter 15 in verse 5, he's continuing on and he says, I'm the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus is in us. Christ is in me. I'm enough. Christ is in me. I'm enough, right? That's Jesus. He was telling his disciples and he was telling us that their lives were in him. And he was in them. And that's what made them enough. That's what made them enough. He wants us to know that's what makes us enough. And he wants us to know that we're more than what we're missing. We're more than what we lack. We're more than the things that we don't have, right? We have nothing to prove because our sufficiency comes from Christ. And he doesn't fail. I'll say that again. We have nothing to prove because our sufficiency comes in Christ. And he doesn't fail. Our enoughness comes from Jesus because he doesn't fail. And we're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to screw up. We're going to do things wrong. And we're going to take steps backwards and make mistakes. We're going to show our weaknesses. But you know what? God knew that before he created you. God knew that before he created you. That's why he has this plan for you, this plan of redemption and this plan for good. As we grow to be more like Jesus, right? We have these weaknesses, and God created us and knew us anyway, right? So instead of blaming ourselves, instead of rejecting ourselves, instead of hating ourselves, how many of us fall into that pit of self-loathing just because we made a stupid mistake yesterday or last week or 25 years ago, and we've hated and loathed ourselves for years from that. Instead of that, instead of running from ourselves, we can learn to accept ourselves. We're enough. Christ is in me. I am enough. This switch, this mental change into I'm not enough can happen so quickly. We can think it so quickly, right? In a situation when something happens, I know for me, I work a full-time job, and sometimes I'll have my one-on-one meeting with my boss, and he'll give me some feedback, and it's not mean, and it's not derogatory. He's not putting me down. He's not telling me I did a bad job. He's just giving me feedback. But up here, it quickly goes to, oh, man, what are you doing here anyway? If you could do a better job, you would have a better team. Your numbers on the different reports would show a lot better if you were a good team leader. You're not a good team leader. What are you doing here anyway? You imposter, right? How many of us have had those thoughts? Yeah, the imposter syndrome, it's real. And it hits hard. So we take this area sometimes where we can make improvements, and sometimes we even get good feedback about it, and we can do better, and we can make changes and make these improvements. And we can turn those into, well, I just don't measure up. I'm not perfect. I don't measure up. And then it can spiral even beyond that. You know, like I said, if I were a better team lead, the number, the reports would look better. If I were really good, my team would have the best numbers in the department, right? And then how quickly it can even go to, if I were a better husband and did better at home, maybe I'd be a better team lead. I don't even measure up as a husband. I'll fall short of that, right? Oh, and then if I'm not a good husband, I'm obviously not a good father. So let's spiral there as well, right? How quickly we can do that in our minds. I don't think I'm the only one. I think I might hear a couple of amens about that. We fall into the place where we say, everything is just all my fault. I just don't measure up. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. Because it's just the fact that I'm not good enough. And Kim was speaking to that a little bit over you earlier. Now, let's not lie to ourselves, you know. We definitely could make better choices, right? How many have made a few choices that maybe you wouldn't make again throughout your life, right? I'm glad that everybody raised their hand. If you didn't, you made a bad choice because you just told a lie, right? We're all a work in progress. God is working in all of us. Well, we never arrive, right? We never make it and say, yep, here I am, perfection, I'm here. But let's give ourselves a little credit, though. Maybe we're doing a really good job, and maybe we've been hit with some tough blows along the way. We don't need to internalize these losses and convince ourselves that we aren't enough just because we made a few bad choices or made a few bad decisions. Let's accept ourselves today as we are. Surrender ourselves to the Lord. Let him grow us. And in the meantime, we'll accept who we are right now, where we are right now, and know that we're growing in Christ. And with Christ in me, I'm enough. I'm enough for today. I'm enough because Jesus is in me. The point is that we have to find our sufficiency. We have to find our enoughness. I know it's not a word. We have to find that in Jesus and stop our downward spirals of despair. We can't let our minds take over and hear those lies from the enemy telling us who he thinks we are, when we can look and hear in Scripture and we can see what God says that he knows we are. He's the creator, right? If you want, if you see a new invention and you're sitting there wondering what it is, who are you going to ask? You're going to ask the Creator, what is this thing? How does it work? What does it do? Well, guys, we can get in and we can look and see what our Creator says, and we can ask those questions. He created us, and in that, we are enough with Christ Jesus. The point is, enough is not a state you'll reach. Enough is not a state you'll reach. It's a gift you've already been given. It's a gift you've already been given. Let's not operate from this belief that what we do or what we have is what makes us enough. That's a lie. That's a lie. If we do that, we'll always be operating from a deficit, right? Because, you know, in reality, life is too much for any of us. Way back in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, way before Jesus was born, way before Jesus was on earth, God introduced himself to this guy named Moses. And Moses was out in the wilderness, and God showed up, and Moses had this conversation with him. And Moses asked him, like, who are you? What's your name anyway? And God said to him, I am that I am. That's my name, I am. I'm enough. I'm sufficient. I am that I am. Trying to get Moses to see that God is, that to see God's enoughness and who he is and who God is. And he wants us to trust him in the same way. to know that He is the great I Am, right? The first step to that is accepting ourselves where we are and realizing how enough God is in us. Accepting who we are and realizing how enough God is in us. I'm not enough is a wrong way to think. It's an old mindset. It's part of the former self, right? The former self that tells us that we're not enough. It's part of the former self that we are being transformed from into a new creation. You might feel like even now that you're not enough. You might have come here today. You might have even come and thought, you know, one day I'm going to get baptized, but today I'm not enough. I can't do it. I haven't cleaned up my life enough. I haven't changed enough. I haven't done enough things to help God along. Not that He needs our help at all. And you think, I'm just not good enough. Well, that's not the truth. That's a lie. It's a lie. It's an old mindset. It's a mindset that we don't need to carry with us because we can accept Jesus and who He is and what God says about us and who He says we are, and we can move forward and know that we're enough. Paul knew that in Scripture, the Apostle Paul, he knew that Christ in him was the deciding factor. Christ in him made all the difference in the world. And we need to know that Christ in us is a deciding factor. It changes everything. Christ is in me. I am enough. Can you say that after me? Christ is in me. I am enough. I am enough. This wrestler, Helen, you know, she said that it only takes that 5 seconds for that negativity and doubt to get into our head. I'm not sure it takes 5 seconds. I think it can be almost instantaneous for me. But she said it takes that 5 seconds for this negativity and doubt to get into your head. But our sense of sufficiency and worth are constantly under attack, right? Constantly under attack in a world that really doesn't know who we are. A world who doesn't know who Christ has made us to be. A world who hasn't read Scripture and know who God has created you to be. Today's challenge, today's focus for us is we're not going to focus on our lack. We're not going to focus on the things that we don't have. We're not going to focus on the negative mindsets that can enter us. We're going to accept us as God has created us, and we're going to focus more on His abundance and His enoughness than on our lack. I want to say that again because I think it's good. We're going to focus more on God's abundance than on our lack. We are enough in Christ Jesus. God is enough, and He makes you enough. He fed manna to Israel for 40 years every day, except Sundays, and He gave them enough the day before. Maybe Saturday, Sabbath. He gave them water from a rock in the desert. He instructed ravens to feed Elijah during a famine. He turned water into wine. He had fish pay Peter's taxes, right? A fish to pay Peter's taxes, that'd be a nice deal. He fed thousands from a little boy's lunch. God did all this stuff. He told His disciples exactly where to cast their nets, and they pulled out the biggest catch they've ever had. He called Lazarus out of the grave. I could go on and on and on because God's resources never run out. If He showed up for men and women of the Bible like that, then why wouldn't He show up for us here today? Why wouldn't He show up for you? If he had enough for all those people in the Bible that we read about, all those stories of miracles and things that happen to change the world, why wouldn't He do it for us? Why doesn't He do miracles for us? He does. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's miracles in this room. Some of them have happened, and some of them are going to happen. There's miracles in this room, and God gives us everything we need to make us enough. I'll say it again, you are enough. You're enough. You're not some culturally idealized, social media approved, perfect version of you. You're enough. You're not the person maybe that you wish you were. You're not the person that your parents told you that you should be. You're not the person you're pretending to be. You're not the person that your Instagram account shows that you might be. You're you. You're God's creation. You're right now. You're today. You're who you are. Your enoughness, is your sufficiency comes from Christ Jesus in you. You're already accepted by God. You don't have to do anything. There are not enough things that we could do for God to accept us, right? There are not enough things that we could do. There's not enough good deeds. There are not enough songs we could sing. He's already given us everything we need. He gave us a Savior who was crucified and was buried and resurrected. All we need, enough, enough, enough. You're already accepted. Don't say you're not enough. Say that you're now enough. Don't say that you're not enough. Say that you're now enough. That's how God sees you. And that's what Christ makes you, enough. And maybe you're here today and you don't know this Jesus. You don't know the enoughness, the abundance that Jesus provides. And you've heard about it, or maybe you've seen a family member who got baptized today and they're talking about it. And you've never experienced it. You've never really known this Jesus who can make you enough, this Jesus who can fulfill and give you everything that you need in your spirit and in your body. Maybe you've never heard of that, or you've never accepted that, or you always felt like, I'm not enough, that must be for somebody else. I'm here to tell you today that today is the day that you can change that. Today is the day that you can open up that new mindset that Christ is in me. And that I am enough by allowing Jesus to come into you, to be your Savior, to be the one who changes you, to be the one who makes you sufficient, the one who brings all of your enoughness to the surface. Today is the day that we could do that. You can begin accepting your enoughness by accepting His gift of salvation. Accepting the fact that you are enough because Christ Jesus is in you, and accept His salvation. And we learn from Him and we grow from Him. And we're not going to be the person that we are today, because we're going to grow closer to Jesus and we're going to grow more like Jesus. But right now, here today, Jesus accepts you as you are. And so do we, by the way. Thank God, right? Thank God. Jesus accepts you as you are. And He might be talking to you now in your spirit, in your head, in your mind, and telling you, today is the day, you are enough. Accept me as your Savior and let me come into your heart and into your life and make that change. And you can see this new mindset in action. You can see and say truly that Christ is in me and I am enough. Maybe today is the day that we're going to do that. Maybe today is the day that you want that newness, that you want that mindset. You want to know that you're enough in Christ Jesus. Maybe it's today and everything changes. Maybe it's today and everything changes. So what I want to do is give you a chance to just kind of take a moment to contemplate that. If you just bow your heads and close your eyes, and we're just going to be silent for just a few seconds and think about that and contemplate that, and the fact that Jesus in us is enough. Today, let's just be still and be quiet before the Lord for just a few seconds and consider His invitation, His offering to us. And then maybe I feel like Jesus is speaking to someone here, saying, yes, today is the day. Maybe He's speaking to someone online, and today is the day. And so what I want to do is just lead you in a prayer. There is nothing magical about the specific words of this prayer. What's magical is that you open up your heart, you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you repent of your sin, and you are made new. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask you to pray out loud with me and follow me. But you're not going to be praying alone, because we're going to ask all of Joy Church to pray along with us as well, because we don't think anybody should be praying alone. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want this newness. I want this exciting life you have for me. I want to know that I'm enough with you in me. So Jesus, I pray today that you would make me new. You would forgive me of my sin and make me a new creation and be my Lord and Savior. I love you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Let's give God a hand, right? Let's give him a hand. The worship team can come up. And guys, let's remember that we're enough because Christ is in us. You're much more than what you think you're missing. You're much more than your lack. As a matter of fact, your lack, it can't label you. Your deficiency, it doesn't define you. Your need doesn't get to name you. You're perfectly defined by the one who created you in his image and lives in you. The great I am that I am. The God who supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. That's all scripture, guys. Enough is not a state that you'll reach, but a gift that we've already been given. The God who knows you is the God who chose you. You have nothing to prove, no one to impress, nobody to fear. He knows your name, and he calls you by it. He knows the hairs on your head and the thoughts of your hearts. He sees you, he values you, he loves you, he fills you, he empowers you. Importantly, he sees the power and the potential that he has put in you. Do you? Do you? We love you at Joy Church, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just noodle over that question this week. Do you? Do you see the power and the potential that God has put in you? Amen. Amen. So, I believe the best is yet to come. I'm going to ask the worship team if they will sing us a song on the way out. Kathy and I would love to meet you if you're new, if you haven't been here with us before. We'll be right outside the doors as quickly as we can get there. We have a food auction coming up if you want to hang around. And there's some good stuff. I saw lobster mac and cheese. That's all I'm going to say. And is that it? Can I say we're done? Can they sing now? All right. We love you guys. There's nothing you can do about it. The best is yet to come.
We hope you enjoyed this message and were blessed by what you learned. If you'd like to hear more of our podcasts or to get more information about our church, head to our website at www.joychurchnh.com. We look forward to hearing from you and sharing with you next Sunday's sermon. Until then, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.